This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by RX Bar, and specifically RX Bar Kids. Now, you heard about us talk about them a few weeks back, but I want to thank them for supporting WDW Today. RX Bar makes a whole food protein bar designed just for kids. You can find them at Target stores, or this is for you guys. Get 25% off your first order of RX Bar at rxbar.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW. That's rxbar.com/WDW. And then again, use the promo code WDW. Get 25% off. Again, thanks to RX Bar. We're going to tell you a little bit more about them a little bit later in the show. And now, well, I said show. Now I feel weird saying it again. On with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, January.
Just January.
This is January 17th, 2018. This is episode 1597 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And today we are taking your questions from the internet, which is a good place to find them. So
that's where all good questions
All good questions come
Not
there.
On my internet.
And all good answers.
So I'm going to take some of these. Let's just start off right from the top. And if you're not following us on Twitter, follow at WDW Today Podcast. Not WDW Today Regular, because that's that other official thing.
It's not like the Disney thing.
We were first, though, in their face. But WDW Today Podcast is us, followed with about 25,000, 27,000 other people who listen to this show each and every week. So let's take some of these questions. This is a good one to start with, and I'll kick this one to Will. Favorite bar at Disney Springs?
At Disney
Springs. You don't spend a whole lot of time there.
But I will say, speaking of that, I have this up on my desktop, if I can pull it up. I really like at the Polite Pig, which is, you know, it's...
It has a big sign, Bourbon Bar.
Right.
The Polite Pig. Not the Polite Pig.
No, the Polite Pig, that's what he said.
Yeah, the Polite Pig.
Oh, I thought he said Plight Pig.
No, not the Plight of Pigs. The Polite
You had, to write Plight Pig. That was a book you had to read
so
in high school.
required
reading.
It was a sequel to Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. The sequel to Kill a Mockingbird was called Plight Pig.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. All right, well.
So anyhow, Plight Pig is also, it's owned by the people who own Ravenous Pig, which is a Winter Park, delicious, fantastic restaurant. If you ever get off property, you should go check out Ravenous Pig.
Boo.
Shut up, Breeze. I'm not going to deal with you today.
I'm a purist. I like to stay on property.
Okay. Well, I'm saying if you want to find an off-property restaurant that you have to go away, it's like it's not like you're just going to happen to be there.
It's borderline now on property because it's essentially the same thing, right?
True.
A little bit different. But Polite Pig is a, I would say, smaller version of it. But they have a bourbon bar, which makes me very happy. So, and some people don't like the prices in the bourbon community of some of their stuff, but their selection is unrivaled by anything else on Disney property for bourbon. They have lots and lots of things that you can choose from. Some of their prices are a little bit pricey, like $17.92 small batch is $25 a pour. That's way too much money for that. But then there's some other stuff that, I mean, like Buffalo Trace is only $9, which is great. Bullet 10 year, they have the 10 year age date is about $15. EH Taylor small batch, only $11. Like that's a great, so it's kind of like you need to be able to sift through some of these. They have Elmer T. Lee for $16 a pour. Like that's actually a really good bar price for it. So
now,
some of them
pay attention though too, because some of them,
this is getting intense.
Well, in California though, in California,
you asked me,
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Well, no, in California though, you have to look because they could have their own Disney barrel picks,
right? Ooh. And some of these,
so you got to pay attention.
They may, if they work that out with the Disney company, because this is a non-Disney owned restaurant. This is owned by, but it's they have, like I just said, they have really good stuff. They have some good pours. Some are overpriced, some are not. But they also have like BTAC there. They have some higher end stuff that comparatively, like the Sazerac 18 year, which is Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, is only $45 a pour. At a bar, that's really nuts. Solid price that's for great. That. So just saying, if you're into whiskey and bourbon, there's a really good option in Disney Springs.
If you're there, text Will and ask him, is this a good deal?
You guys should do a podcast and dive into that stuff.
Yeah, so y'all know a lot about it.
we derailed right. here for
Will
a second.
Did bring up a good point about Disney Springs that a lot of people forget. I've seen a lot of tweets, especially with the Edison opening. You know, what's Disney thinking? It's like, well, Disney's leasing space at Disney Springs
right.
to third-party vendors. So the Patina Group owns the Edison.
Okay, it's not a Disney.
Which is
owned.
Also who owns.
Yeah, because isn't there another Edison?
The restaurants in Italy. And the majority of downtown Disney in Anaheim they own as well. So these are other companies that are coming in, bringing in their product.
Right, and to play off that as well, if you see the prices being a little higher on some things, you have to think they're having to pay Disney rent.
Right. Right.
So that cannot be cheap. They have a guaranteed audience, which means that they're going to do well, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But they're going to have to pay that rent and be able to recoup that.
And
so
not just
a lot
Disney
of places,
rent,
alcohol is where they're going to find a lot of that profit.
True.
Not just Disney rent. They're going to be forced into taking the dining plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd imagine their lease agreement, Disney, simply on a retail lease, you're doing a percentage.
Profits are going back to the original landlord.
Mickey's lining his pockets with some of that Edison money.
Right. Yeah, so Edison, is there another location of the Edison somewhere else?
The original Edison is in L.A.
Okay.
And it's in an actual power plant.
Yeah, I've only seen pictures kind of stuff. Awesome. I haven't looked at it yet. Next time I go, I may take a look at it. I know there's some people who liked it. Some people are mad. Some people thought it looked like toothsomes.
I will bring you my thoughts on next week's show.
Okay, so we'll find out. I think it looked pretty cool. I don't really have a big problem with it. My favorite one, and this will be a big surprise to everyone, is the Morimoto Asia. Morimoto Asia has
also good whiskey selection.
Great Japanese and Asian whiskey selection. When I talked to the waiter, he's like, do you like Japanese and Asian whiskeys? I said, yes, I do. He said, good, because we have all of them. and they have some really unique drinks. Like I said, the Peking Duck Old Fashioned is kind of their staple drink. I really like it. But also it's cool because they have the Forbidden Lounge, which you can go to instead of going to just the bar, which is downstairs. You just kind of right off of the main entrance. They have a special door that you can obviously get there in the main restaurant as well. They have a special door for the Forbidden Lounge, which is upstairs. It's like a sushi bar. And it's also a bar. It's pretty cool.
It's not a secret lounge. It's a forbidden lounge.
But it is kind of like.
I don't know if I want to go in.
You couldn't get in.
I couldn't?
No.
No.
And it's
don't
open typically till 2 a.m. So it's open late. A lot of these things. It's the one kind of bummer. When we were at Disney Springs last time, a few months ago, back in October, around 11 o'clock, stuff was closing and everything was closed. Everything was closed. We'd find somewhere everyone goes. They typically stay open later, even beyond the normal advertised hours. But still sometimes succumb to the, usually it's like Raglan Road and Morimoto's bar seem to stay open later than a lot of the ones, like Hangar Bar maybe. People talk about Hangar Bar a lot. I got nothing from it. I walked in, spent about 15 minutes. I was like, all right, not really it's cool. But
I think if it had a better food menu, you'd want to stay longer. But
it's just a bar, right. Really, and it's themed kind of Indiana Jones. Like, I kind of wish it was even more Indiana Jones. Like,
it's cool.
Like, kick it up one more than being this sort of like, if you're in the know, you know it's Indiana Jones. So, anything from you guys?
No, not really.
No.
I need to explore more myself.
I like the moonshine drinks at Art Smith's. Those are kind of fun and southern and kind of a different than a lot of the other offerings. The drinks, if you're into like over the top crazy cocktails, the Splitsville cocktails are massive. They come out literally like in a fishbowl with a stem.
Like a Las Vegas-y kind of.
They're very Vegas kind of cocktail. Nice. So
I would not think to go there for a bar.
Yeah. And Splitsville is actually owned by the same company that owns Art Smith. So a lot of those companies have kind of taken over.
That's cool.
Art Splitsville. But and I think the food at Splitsville is also kind of underrated for a bowling.
A bowling place. All right, let's move on and take some other comments here. Let's see what other people. By the way, that was from Casey, _ Casey Harper on Twitter. So thank you, Casey, for sending that. And let's see. Maybe, Terry, you know this. I don't believe so. Laura Bussell asked, is there a place to store luggage, carry-on luggage, at the Magic Kingdom? I want to go straight from the park to the airport on the last day. I don't think
so. They have lockers.
Yeah, but that's not the same as...
Mm-mm. You know,
they're pretty big though.
If you're wanting to get to the airport in the quickest way possible, what I would recommend is storing your luggage at the hotel concierge.
Yeah, and then going to pick it up.
And then going straight there, you can take Uber, Lyft, or the minivan service straight to the hotel and then straight to the airport.
Yeah, I mean, prove us wrong, because honestly, I've never really thought about it, but I know when I was with Bart Scott a few weeks back around, we were there for Halloween Horror Nights, he actually did have a locker at Epcot with most of his stuff in it. So I guess theoretically, if it's small enough.
If you're traveling light.
Yeah, then maybe you could go into, but also with the extra security and all that, it's not going to be fun.
No. Just ship your luggage home.
Mm. That's a good call.
It's one of our new sponsors.
Brought to you by Ship Your Luggage Home.
They have that kind of services. You can
get. Yeah.
You can also, if you use the Magical Express, can't you check in your luggage early? Yeah. Like you said, and just they'll send it on, and then you go from there. All right. Let's see.
At one point, Animal Kingdom had that as an option. Like 10 years ago, there used to be an option where you could do a cruise, and the cruise shuttle took you directly from the Animal Kingdom. And so they had like a place where you could like check in your luggage for a couple hours. But I don't think they do that anymore.
All right. Got a couple comments in from Social Mouse, at Social Mouse TV, supporter of this show and all of our shows. So appreciate that. She asked a couple different things, or he honestly don't know. Social Mouse, I'm just going to assume you're whatever. You're just a Twitter person.
I'm going to assume you're whatever.
I don't know. I've never thought about it till right now.
They call them tweeps.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeples.
Oh, yeah, like peeps, Tweeples. But this is tweeps.
Yeah.
Tweeples. I like that. All right. They asked. All right. I just lost it. Dang it. All right. You guys could flip from last week's conversation about club level and tell us your favorite value resorts and strategies to staying value.
Caribbean Beach. So,
not a value.
Not a value. Technically, it's a moderate, right?
It's an all-star.
Yeah.
All-Star and Pop are the two values.
I stayed in All-Star, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's not that bad. I walked away from the situation and be like, I saved thousands of dollars. Like, and I'm like, you know what? Like, yes. Did I walk in there and it was like magical?
Mm-hmm.
No. It wasn't.
My parents stayed at the Pop Century, and it was a similar thing. It was like, yeah, it was okay.
The new rooms at Pop Century actually do have me intrigued.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of taking the direction from like, bright colors to like aloft hotels.
Yeah.
Oh,
so a lot of the new rooms have this like, and it's a lot of wood grain, if I remember.
Like more of a modern.
Yeah.
Modern.
Universal's doing that with their new hotel.
No, like a Dodge Caravan circa 1993.
Oh, solid,
Grand
dude.
Caravan.
That kind of, yep. That kind of
I've slept in a Dodge grain. Caravan before. It's not that bad.
Uh-huh. Yesterday.
Yeah, for a week.
That's a new
taxi.
Our Dodge Caravan got T-boned once, and the paneling was never the same.
Oh. Is that our
it
new?
Had kind of a bubble.
It just didn't look. It never looked right.
Is that your armchair Imagineer contribution for the show today, Will? That the
you know
a Dodge a minivan resort. Where you could
I've
like,
never right, heard
so
the
let's,
term.
Let's get back on track. So the resorts for a value resort. Now you are right, Grease, that. Often the prices for something like Caribbean Beach aren't
not bad.
They are within $20-$30 sometimes of these. So definitely always look at the other options. But right now, this is just looking if I was booking in pretty much immediately. You're talking about under $130 a night for any of these, including this is up to like this is without like annual pass holder discounting. These are rack rate. Pop Century is coming in right now at about $112 a night. All Star Music. All Star Movies and All Star Sports, all about 97, and then a pretty decent jump up to the Art of Animation. Obviously, if I'm going to recommend one, Art of Animation is great. I love it. It feels honestly, other than maybe the rooms, the actual resort itself has such a cool character that it almost is a bit of a deluxe feeling resort with all of the characters and nothing's too weathered yet. It's all pretty new. So I would go with Art of Animation. Now you don't get unlike Universal. You don't get less perks for staying in these. You can get, now obviously we know now, you can get more perks for staying a higher level, but you don't get any less than the normal. Like if you're staying at Art of Animation, you're still getting extra magic hours. You're still getting these things. And Universal, that's where you got to be clear if you're looking there, actually doesn't do that. They offer their lower end hotels, sometimes don't do the early access, and sometimes don't do Express Pass. Mm. So that is something to keep in mind when you're looking at weighing your two options of whether you're going to stay at Universal or Disney. Is that Universal definitely does separate their feelings.
Right. And I will give you a little kind of last minute savings pro tip.
Okay.
The app Hotel Tonight. I use that frequently on the road. It's a great app to use if you're a regular traveler and you're like stuck.
You told me about that a couple years ago. I use it all the time now. Yeah,
like if the airport shuts down, everybody else is like freaking out. I always just get on Hotel Tonight, grab a cheap room. But they have Disney. I mean, like right now you can book the Swan tonight. The Swan is like $170 tonight.
There you go.
And so they frequently have the Contemporary. Bay Lake Tower was on there last week. So frequently, especially in the last minute, if you know you happen to be in town or you're – and you can book a little in advance, not super far in advance, but like you could book next week if you wanted to. But it's a good option to find Disney hotels. Also, Expedia and some of those sites, you can get some of those moderate mm-hmm. hotels for the same price that you could a pop.
Nice.
All right.
So
very good. So overall, the favorite resort to stay in for which would you suggest?
I would look at the Art of Animation one just because that one looks the most fun.
It's like Art of Animation and then everything else.
Right.
Yes.
And I would say Art of Animation pop and then mm-hmm. the others.
And then all the All-Stars.
All the All-Stars. All right. Let's take some other comments here. There's some coming in Facebook Live. We'll take some of those as well a little bit later. So feel free to get your questions in there. Here's one that's interesting. It's from Nick. He said, things you wish you knew before your first visit. Well, sorry about that. Things you wish you knew about before your first visit. I think mainly that... what you see on commercials is not exactly going to be the experience.
Yes.
They've started running, and I've seen it now, most ABC programming is running these, like, I mean, they're clearly shot when the park hasn't been, like, in the middle of the night or early in the morning, because there's literally only the cast of this commercial on the streets.
Yes.
And that's a little, always to me, a little overselling mm-hmm. or a little false advertising in some ways. Not necessarily false advertising, but you're not going to experience that. You're not going to be running down Main Street with Mickey Mouse.
The one that bugs me... maybe because it seems like the most over the top, but I know you'll know the commercial when I describe it. You're in the lobby of the Grand Floridian, and like the stormtroopers start like coming up and like waving at you from a distance, and like
the smoke's happening,
and all of a sudden the cast member turns into Tinkerbell.
Oh wow!
And I get it. There is some extra magic when you do stay on property.
But not like that.
Not like that.
No.
I think for me,
I've only had bad check-in experiences at the Grand Floridian.
Yes.
So very rarely does it feel like a magical experience. Usually, all right, kids, go stand over there for a while.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Sit in these small chairs and watch the same Donald Duck cartoon 12 times.
Been on loop for 25 years.
That's a sweet old man, though, that was
Richard.
There.
Richard's still there.
Yeah.
He's in his 90s now. I think he turned 94 this week.
Unbelievable.
Nice.
So we tried to say hello to him.
I saw y'all's picture because you and Amanda got married there.
Yeah.
And then y'all retook a picture there.
Yeah, a couple years back, we saw him there with we didn't have the girls yet, but we had our son, so that was cool. And he's still up and at it, still rocking it every single day. So go see Richard. He's kind of the greeter at the Grand Floridian.
All right,
and he'll stop and tell you some stories and have some fun. But we showed him pictures from like our wedding, and he was like, "One, I think he was mainly shocked that like, wait, there are photos on your phone." Like he was a little taken aback by that. And that's not even being like joking. Like he was like, "What? Here are pictures. Here you are." I was like, yeah, that's how this works, man.
He also thinks he's 40.
Yeah, and he does a great job, though, and he assists most of the brides. So very cool.
What does, I mean, for him, like, does anybody tell him what to do, or does he just show up to work? Does he get paid? Like, how do we know this?
After 50 years, whatever it is, not 50 years, but after however long he's been there. I mean,
at least give him a cake once a year.
He's been there since the
80s. He actually owns 25% of Disney. We just don't know.
Oh, he's the majority shareholder.
He is a Disney. You just don't know it.
Richard Disney. I think the one thing I wish I knew before I went to Disney the first time, that most people when they go to Disney World think they have to do is that you have to do everything when you're there. And there's no way.
Yeah, you want to knock out everything that you want to do.
There are still things. Every trip, we intentionally look for something to do that we hadn't done before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are still restaurants that we haven't experienced. There's probably even still some attractions and shows. Yeah.
Well, you start falling into a rhythm, too, where it's like, well, I want to make sure I hit my favorite.
You're the greatest hits.
And then you won't end up doing. Like, I've said it before. I'd say the Lion King, Festival of the Lion King, still haven't seen it.
Fantastic show. You really should go see it.
And I'm like connected with other people's in the show, but it's just like it doesn't happen. It like never lines up right.
I don't see
the festival. I've watched it online. I've heard people say great things. It's one of those ones that's on the list of the very few attractions I haven't done. The problem is, especially when I start traveling with my kids, and they always want to do Buzz Lightyear. They always want to do some of the stuff they're familiar with. doesn't really give you the opportunity to do a lot of new stuff.
Sometimes. Yeah.
When you go next time,
I will.
Let me know. Mm. Maybe you can do a little after. I can, depending on the day of the week, maybe a little after show, hang out with the characters that they do that with former cast members of the show. So
yeah. That'd be cool.
I've done that before.
I know one of the current cast members of the show. I just feel bad. I never go. Dating one of my other co-hosts on another podcast.
All right. Then, that one. Something that I would say that I wish I would have known, if you're going for a longer stay, especially if you're with a larger party, I would, and I've said this before, set aside a day to just hang out in your resort if you're staying on property, because it's great. There's so much stuff to do at the resorts that I think just gets ignored or, you know, taken for granted
just
or whatever.
A place to sleep.
Right. There are a lot of There's things so much stuff to do.
And I think that goes back to the question of what is your utility of the resort? If it is just a place to sleep, then that is, although I think places like Art of Animation and those actually have really good amenities, and especially for younger kids. But it's like, if that is your end goal, is I just need a place to sleep, maybe you shouldn't even really stay on property, but you can save some money. But if it is something that you want it to be a part of your experience, then that's when you start looking at some of the higher end resorts, because you're paying money for a reason to go to those. And if really, if you aren't going to take full advantage of it, so if you're not going to use those amenities and do that, then you probably shouldn't look at staying there.
Totally.
Especially if the only thing you care about is it being on a monorail or something like that. It's like, wow, you're paying a lot of money extra just for that one point, when it's like, if you did the dollars of your driving time and everything, actually figured it out, it's probably really expensive. It's a really expensive parking space.
It's a premium, yeah.
So you got to think about those things. But it, like you're saying, it makes it a little bit more worth it. And a part of, if that's a part of your game plan, is I'm going there because I want to have this resort experience. I want to have this vacation experience that's not just theme parks. It is the pool. It is the amenities that they offer there. The time, the special children's offerings that many of these resorts have that will entertain them and a completely different way.
It adds to the magic of the of your trip, and it's each resort has its own unique flavor and experience. I think it's really cool.
I'd take it one step further.
Do it.
Yeah, as far as enjoying a resort, the reason we love the yacht club so much is because there is that boardwalk area right there. So it's like you've got your resort, number one, with an amazing pool. Mm-hmm. There's a character dining there as well, but then you also have the boardwalk. Two things about that. One, I know the Disney dining plan, hit or miss for a lot of people, but it is nice if you're at that particular resort, because there's a lot more options for your Disney dining plan. And then two, you got to get the side-by-side bikes and ride them on the boardwalk.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun.
That's fun.
And you can do that if you're not staying at those resorts still.
That's absolutely another thing
you
about
can't do
the
that,
resorts.
But it is super nice. Hey, what do you want to do? Grab for lunch. You don't have to necessarily go to a restaurant inside the resort if you want to stay home. You just literally, you know, 100 feet away, you've got the boardwalk. And two, the other perk of that place is there's an alternate entrance to Epcot, which is super nice.
Yes, that's great.
That's
which
really
I believe is going to be evolving, as now that there's going to be the Skyliner is going to come in there. Oh. We're obviously going to have to expand.
That's
awesome.
You're
going to get all of Caribbean Beach is going to be, all of Art of Animation is going to come to that entrance. So that's obviously going to be
crazy.
Changing.
Yeah.
Going back to what Matt Lott said, be sure and get the resort recreation guide when you check in. You know, almost all the resorts have a movie that they show under the stars every night. You mentioned the boardwalk right there in the dead center of boardwalk. There's that huge lawn. They show a Disney movie almost every night of the week. Obviously, if it's like right now, that might not be because it's cold at night.
Yeah.
Another thing you should do if you stay there. Another thing you should do to stay there is you can, if they have them available. A lot of people don't know to ask, but if you're getting a room that has a balcony, you can actually, we requested that we're able to watch the fireworks at night because we had a young child that needed to go to bed before them for the most part. And so my wife and I get to sit on the balcony and have a couple of drinks and watch the fireworks every night we were there. It's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like to imagine just Grease lifestyle, sitting on a balcony with the wife, having a couple drinks, watching some fireworks.
That's right. Amen.
All right. Well, I think that's it. That's a good place to take a little commercial break. Hey, Matt Lott.
Yep.
You know what we're talking about this week?
What are we talking
about? RX bars.
RX bars.
Your favorite.
They are my favorite.
The CrossFit genius himself. The one man at this table.
You fit.
You fit into this group.
Yeah, man.
Sort of.
You fit in. No FOMO
debatable.
With you.
It's debatable. Well, we're
some
talking,
would say no.
We're talking about our friends here at RX Bars. They are a whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no bad stuff, such as no added sugar, artificial, significant or artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. RX Bar also makes the same clean label snack bar that we're talking about today for kids, designed specifically for kids. We've talked about it before here for the last few months. RX Bar Kids come in three kid-friendly flavors. That's right, you got chocolate chip, which I've had. Pretty darn tasty. Good. Mm-hmm. As an adult man, maybe I want an RX Kids bar because it's delicious. Apple cinnamon raisin, berry blast. What's really cool about them is they're very much like meal supplements. If you have kids, or great snacks, if you want to throw them in your kids' book bag if they're at school. I've said this before, but it's just true. My son is starving every day when he gets out of school because they make his lunch at 10:30 in the morning. And it's a 15-minute lunch. So who knows if he even eats anything. I assume he eats. That's fine. I pay for him to eat. I would hope he does. But he usually gets out starving, asking for a snack. He usually would be like, let's get ice cream. Let's do something like that. Well, no. How about this? You got a nice chocolate chip RX bar. It's delicious. Right?
Yes. I enjoyed all of the flavors, even though they're geared towards kids. I thought they were great.
And again, they're made with 100% whole ingredients and a few simple, clean ingredients that all serve a purpose. For example, they use egg whites as a main source of protein, and that's easy for your body to absorb. And RX Bar Kids are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free with no added sugar. Again, it's great. It's fantastic. Great for after-school snack. If you're going to the parks, throw them in your bag. Great thing you can get. And again, if you want to find out more about RX Bars, we got a special offer for you. First, you can find RX Bar Kids at Target stores, or if you want to go through us, 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/WDW. Again, that's rxbar.com/WDW, and you have to use the promo code WDW. Again, use the promo code WDW, and you get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/WDW. It's fantastic. All right. Now I want RX Bar. I'm hungry.
I am too.
I had probably not the best for me lunch. Yeah. But now
at least it was under the guise of being a salad.
It was theoretically a salad.
Not even theoretically. In actuality, it was a bed of lettuce with dressing and other accoutrement.
Yeah.
Accoutrement. Whoa.
That's a big word.
God.
The legend.
Will is on Yacht Club.
Quote unquote fire today.
In the loop, legend asked.
Or lay fire.
I'm going to come at you, Grace.
Nuh-uh.
All right.
Everybody calm down.
I'm going to ask a question that I don't even know if y'all want to answer.
If you come at us, use words I can understand.
Calm down.
Sorry.
In the Loop Legend, which is our friends over at In the Loop Podcast. So they're a great podcast. Take a listen. How would you fantasy book a HHN type event at Hollywood Studios? So they're asking, if we wanted to do a Halloween Horror Nights event, how would you do it?
I know what I'd do. I'd call the folks over at Universal and be like, hey.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. You want to do something really cool at Disney as opposed to not so scary?
You know, I think they've tried this. They even tried this year a little bit with that extra add-on to do the Headless Horseman meet and greet and all of that. It's a little spookier than maybe your normal stuff. I don't know if it really has a place in Disney World. If it did, if it was at I think Hollywood Studios is the place to do it. They do those villain parties. They seem fun. They don't seem like necessarily worth the price point. Mm. I'm also not a character collector. So that's maybe it's not necessarily appealing to me. But I like the idea of them doing something scary and something gross. But Halloween Horror Nights, if you haven't been, it's kicked up into pretty gruesome, bloody, violent type things. It's not a fun, you know, haunted house. Like it's
not the place to do that at Disney.
No, I don't think it really has a place within their branding. Like people have talked about, well, you know, like are we gonna see, because it was in the Great Movie Ride and now they own Aliens, are we gonna see something Aliens being put because it's supposed to? I don't think so. I don't think we're seeing those kind of things anymore. I think that's that kind of scare factor is gone. And I don't know if I really want it there.
Right.
I don't see. I mean, I would go. Sure.
I wouldn't go. I'd be afraid.
There's also no sound stages left. So where are you going to put the houses at Hollywood Studios?
They should just redouble their efforts into making Not So Scary something that's worth it for many ages to go to.
Right.
It doesn't have to be scary, but it should be more than just waiting in long lines for candy and character meet and greet.
What would you add, Will? Like, what would
I don't
make
know.
It better
That's
for
not my job.
I know what I would
But I would just say that right now, it's not really the best from what I've heard. And full disclosure, I haven't been because I've heard what it is, and that's not for me. But even with Logan taking his child, it didn't seem like it was worth it for either of them. And I just feel like they should.
I loved it.
They could boost it in ways and maybe even offer some like walkthrough, almost like the scare zones, but like a walkthrough parade type thing where there's stuff going on around you and there's cool stuff to see.
You know, it'd be,
but they're just, it seems like it's a lot of, it's extra money to go and wait in lines to meet characters and get free candy for your child.
I think they should lean into Nightmare Before Christmas a little bit more, because you can incorporate that. You can hit it hard at Halloween, lean off a little bit during November, and then go right back into it at Christmas. Yeah. And I don't feel like they use that IP enough.
No, they just throw in the characters and make it a 3-hour wait.
Right. You could do so much with that one property. Yeah. You could have walkthrough stuff and literally just, you know, change your theming because it's all in the movie.
I would love to see some sort of walkthrough experience on the island during on Tom Sawyer Island during.
Oh yeah,
that'd be cool.
I don't know what it could be, but I mean something that's interactive.
What if it's even like, what if the Haunted Mansion, the ghost broke out and took over the theme park?
That would be fun.
Like something like that, where you're seeing the grim grinning ghost, like the hitchhiking ghost on the corners.
Yeah, not just in the parade.
Like stuff like that. What like. They have plenty of scary-ish things that are not so scary that they could make it a lot more enjoyable if they just put forward the effort. Mm-hmm. Instead, it seems more like a money grab to me to go wait in line to get some free, cheap candy and a character picture.
Just go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
Mm. Here's what I say.
For real.
I'm taking back, I think, a Tim Burton Halloween experience would be pretty awesome.
Perfect.
Much better.
So much
stuff.
So
if you did a Halloween Horror Nights, but it's all Burton themed, so you have... let's see. What do you got? You got Nightmare. Mm-hmm. You've got to be the headliner.
Alice.
Mm-hmm. Alice.
Oh, yeah.
You got...
Go to the island. I'm sorry, island. And it becomes Wonderland.
Yes.
They probably should just do that anyways.
Well, I don't even know.
Fall down the rabbit hole.
Was Corpse Bride Disney? I'm not sure.
I don't know if it
James
was.
James the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
You got Frank and Weenie.
Frank and Weenie. That's the one I was trying to think of.
There's a
that one was fun.
I like...
You become black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Black Cauldron, though, he's uncredited. Now I'm just looking at the list. And he's doing Dumbo.
There you go.
There you go. If I'm going to dream do it, it's a Tim Burton themed event. And I think that is scary enough and cool enough.
Mm-hmm. Weird enough.
Weird enough to attract me as a viewer.
You could make pirates be a little spookier just with a few simple tweaks here and there.
Well, even like the voodoo stuff and like, was it the third Pirates that was kind of more voodoo-y?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that has some of those kind of remnants in it and... You could kind of use that, even like the Princess and the Frog.
Yeah,
you could kind of use some of those elements.
Disney used to hand out tarot cards. I have them.
Dia de los Muertos in the Coco.
Well, and to the villains like idea
you could,
too.
There's now a lot more ideas and IPs you could use when you start thinking about
it. Talking Halloween to January.
They dip their toe in the water with the villains' experience at
the Villains Tonight. Whatever.
Villains Tonight, and if they went full villains' experience. The Disney community would lose their mind.
They would.
Doesn't necessarily attract about. Me.
Yeah.
It's one of the most talked about Fifth Gate ideas I've heard people talk about is a villain-themed theme park.
I don't like that.
That will never happen, though.
Well, no.
That's like such a fanboy Disney rumor that's like,
sure,
it's going to happen.
Yeah. I like...
Why don't they just put on the glasses, the augmented reality thing, and then all the nice, pretty, cute things turn into like mean, scary things.
Don't tell us about your life, man. Logan, go ahead.
Should we take some final questions here from Facebook? We're live. We're live, by the way, on the WDW Today page. Michael says, how's it going, fellas?
Going well.
Ross says, Grandma and Carousel Progress, hot or not?
I'm going to say not.
Not.
No, I'm just, it's robot.
Robot.
Robot not.
Robot.
Hot.
Hot not. Robot. Robot.
All right.
Ross is going back to hot or not. You know what? From now on, Ross is banned from asking questions.
Hot or not?
I don't know. He says the Art of Animation pool and food court, they win, hands down.
I agree. It's awesome. Question. This summer, we'll be staying at the Poly. Friends of ours will be staying at Art of Animation. Would our friends be able to go to the Poly pool with us? I am going to say, how many friends?
Yes, that's the first.
I think of like...
If you're going to be a purist, no.
No. If we don't want to get hate mail, the answer is no. But if your friend is like stopping over, like one person, like, let's go to the pool. Mm-hmm. I don't see that being a big problem.
They're not going to question it, probably.
Probably not if you're with
If they're with you.
Right. Yeah. Don't just say, hey, meet me at the pool. I'll see you there in 3 hours.
I'll see you.
If you're outside of the pool entrance exchanging cash with people selling tickets to the Folly Pool,
I would go over to the Olive Animation Pool. They're cool. You could go.
That's the pool that has the sound underwater, right? Like you can hear so. The movies
yeah. under the sea.
Under the sea. Gotta and then I like the Cars Land. What do you call it? The comfy cone, whatever, the cozy cone.
The
pool there. It's cool. Yeah. It's got the big...
The rooms look like the room in the little motel that they stayed in on a Goofy movie.
Yes, they
the
do.
The Leaning Tower of Chisa.
Yeah, because they go in there and there's even a little mermaid lamp that they're flipping on and
Cheese
off.
Cheese Whiz.
Looks just Polly like... Shore.
Bob Boyle, he asks, since none of the quick service restaurants at Hollywood Studios are any good, would you suggest going to the Brown Derby Lounge for an alternate place for a quick lunch? Not a bad idea.
I like... lunch at off the meal plan because Dining Plan it's going to mess everything up for you, but they have a fantastic Cobb salad. It's a chopped Cobb. It's
at
like
the,
what they're,
at
the Brown Derby.
Yes,
they have the grapefruit cake.
I like the Brown Derby.
Yeah, the Brown Derby
is good. It's solidly good. It's not like amazing, blow your mind, but it's good. Of the restaurants in there, I think it's probably.
And don't feel bad.
Mother Melrose is not that bad.
Making a meal reservation and ordering what you want. Which actually brings up something that was just released last week.
What do you mean?
That we've always
I typically order what I want
you
when
mean
I
like
make a meal
you
reservation.
You can order a small something.
Right. Don't feel like you have to get a full meal if you go to a restaurant. You order, if you want to have appetizers and that's your thing, then don't feel guilty about that. We've always talked about the poutine and the cheddar cheese soup in Canada coming to quick service, and it actually did.
Ah!
So you can get the cheddar cheese soup in Canada now. Yeah. Although the poutine has the soup on it, which is a little strange. Soup poutine poured soup. Over fries, cheese and soup.
It's a boot to get
usually
crazy.
Usually it's like a gravy type thing. But I don't know. I've tried to think of quick service that I really have enjoyed at Hollywood Studios. And you're all kind of right. There's the Backlot Express, which has Star Wars themed food. And they have chicken and waffles that are not awful. They're chicken fingers.
I love Backlot Express. I love it.
Kind of chill. You can watch, often you can watch part of the Star Wars Jedi training stuff. I kind of like it. It's
that
not great, but of
is,
all of them, it's where I'd go.
It's great late night. After, you know, you've been in the park for a long time, you went to see Fantasmic, and you're just wandering around Backlot Express. That's what we did on this trip. It was, man, I did it. Terry, don't you give me that look.
I don't hate it. I certainly don't hate it. You can get the Disney, or you get the Star Wars, like Steins.
Yep.
So they have a little... You know, I'm fine with it. I think now with Star Wars Land opening, I think there'll be some better options.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll be very similar, probably food-wise, to what you get at Avatar, which is actually probably the best walk-up food, I think, on property is Satouli Canteen.
Which I didn't try.
It's really good. It's not... Someone said it's kind of like a Chipotle or whatever. Like, I think Bart said that's like... He's right. Like, it's... But it's good. That's
I like Chipotle.
Bad. Right, exactly. Compared to a lot of the food, that's a pretty good thing. Let's see if... there's any other questions? I mean, there are a lot of questions. I'm trying to see if there's any that are
Alex called the canteen Tiffin's Jr.
You love Tiffin's.
The canteen.
Yeah, Alex on the face.
What canteen are we talking?
When we were in...
The Satouli Canteen.
Yeah.
When we were in Animal Kingdom.
It is kinda, yeah.
I walked past Tiffin's and I thought, man, Terry, this is his favorite place in the world. Right here.
The double T, Terry Tiffin's.
Mm-hmm.
That's his wrestling name. I'm Terry Tiffin's. Oh, man.
You're about to get a combo.
Skipper Canteen, good or not? Good.
Good.
It's from Jason. Good. Now, I love it. I think at Magic Kingdom, I think it's the best table service you can get.
Kungaloosh.
I like it better than Be Our Guest because it's not really table service-ish. I guess at dinner it is, but it's like it doesn't feel like it.
Mm.
It just doesn't. I like it a lot, Be Our Guest. It's really nice, really fun. But I actually enjoy the food better. And the uniqueness, so they've scaled that back a little bit.
And it's Skipper Canteen. Low-key enough.
It feels separated.
It feels separated, and it's not... There's enough people who aren't going to like the food there that it's not nuts.
Yes.
Like, when you go to Be Our Guest, it's like, dear Lord.
Right, and I think the tables...
Like panic attack.
Yes.
Just, if you have a reservation or if you don't at Skipper Canteen, if you're set, once you're set, you're not, like, on top of people.
No.
It doesn't feel like they've made that restaurant to where... I guess if you're in the main dining hall, which I've actually never weirdly been in... I've been in it, but I've never eaten there. I've eaten in like the library and one other room that's in there.
The private family, the Schweitzer
whatever.
Room.
But it feels like you have a decent amount of space between you and the next
table. The main
room
is comfy.
Yeah, it's got a little bit more of those big gigantic tables. Like, but I dig it. I like it. It's not an every trip place, but it's if we're in the Magic Kingdom and want to sit down, it's a good place. It's often availability. So, all right. I feel like we've answered a lot of questions here today. Y'all feel like we can breathe?
Someone asked if we're going to miss the Tomorrowland Cabanas. How long did those last?
Not long. I mean, it's been a while, I think.
This time last year is when they announced them, it feels like.
Well, I'm not going to miss them. I never used them. I think this is a good place. We've got about 40 minutes. I think this is a good place to wrap up. I'll see. I'll give you guys another second for a last question. Someone's going to bring it home. Jacob said, one ride per park to create the most well-rounded Disney four-ride experience for someone who never has been. So essentially, one ride per park. I feel like we've done this before, but let's do it anyway.
Fireworks at Magic Kingdom, soaring at Epcot.
I'm just trying to make Will mad.
I'm going to come at you, Grace.
Yes. Come at you like a spider monkey.
Destroy him.
Okay, so.
I mean, Everest, right?
Everest Animal Kingdom?
Well,
for sure.
Yes.
Hold on.
Are you going to say the stupid safari?
Going to go safari. Right,
let's stop. Stop. We're going to breathe. Let's each go park by park. I think that's going to be the easiest way to do it.
So start with the Animal Kingdom?
We'll start with the Animal Kingdom. Okay.
This is a great question.
Flight of Passage.
All right.
All right.
Everest. Because I haven't done Flight of Passage.
Too bad.
Safari.
Everest.
Everest. I think for Animal Kingdom. I think... Flight of Passage is awesome.
Wait, hang on. Is it Everest when the animatronic...
It's never working now, so you just have to deal with the fact that it doesn't work.
I went like really early on and it was working.
I remember when it worked.
Beautiful. It was crazy. That's
Did you see this story about how he was going through...
the Yeti?
No, the Imagineer.
Joe Rohde?
Joe Rohde was going through customs. He posted this story on Twitter. He was going through customs and he put his passport down. And somebody lifted, the customs agent, when he was, going to clear him to get into the country, he's like, by the way, how about we fix that Yeti? In immigration.
Let's get in there, bud.
Sure, it's been down longer than the ride has been open.
Oh,
so
sure.
It is what it is. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to...
Hollywood Studios next.
Okay, Will, you start.
No, I want Matt Lott to start. Okay. I like doing that order.
Tower of Terror.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
A Toy Story.
Star Tours.
Toy Story is good.
It is a good ride.
All of those are good.
Classic.
Yeah, all four of them. I'm okay with any of those. Those are all inarguably great attractions. Yeah. See, that's the thing. People always give the Hollywood Studios a grief because they're like, half the stuff is closed. And it is, but the stuff that's open is great.
It's still great.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you have Star Tours. What would you just say?
Tower of Terror.
Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, I mean, those are four top-notch attractions.
The Indiana Jones stunt show.
Great.
Fantastic.
Bang for your buck, maybe the best park.
And you got the Disney Junior show, and you got the Little Mermaid show, and you got Fantasmic, you got little projection shows. Look, I think it's a great park. I don't care what people say.
It is great.
All right. Epcot. If you say Soarin', you're off the show.
Not Mission Space.
Why? It's terrible.
Soarin'. I said it, Will. Soarin'.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you're wrong.
Other than the ride,
there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you're right.
As a whole, I like Soarin'.
It's
however,
a well-rounded experience.
Test track, when you go outside and you turn on the track
old
and you got
track.
Some G.
So if you it was
got,
the old
so
test
you
track,
want Test
be.
Track, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Everest, there's no round about this. It's all thrill rides.
It's all thrills. No spills. I'm going to say Soarin'. As a whole, I like Soarin'.
All right. Terry.
I'll say Soarin'.
Living with the Land.
Okay. That's all you need to know.
I don't want to Living with the Land.
All you need to know.
It's my most ridden attraction in Epcot for sure.
Yeah. I'd probably say Spaceship Earth is probably my most ridden attraction. And Spaceship Earth is kind of where I want to lie.
Earth is probably the one you should do if you're saying
because if you look at my list, now,
anyone's being honest.
Here's what you do: go out the back entrance, get you a double bicycle thing, and ride on the boardwalk.
A double bicycle thing.
You know, thinking about it though, I may lean to the Frozen Ever After. There's no boat ride. We haven't said boat
speaking
rides.
Speaking of kicking you off the
but
show.
We haven't said any boat rides or anything yet so far, other than said Living with the Land.
See, Logan, it was really hot that day.
I like Frozen Ever After.
Well, I mean, honestly,
I Logan. It's a grand ride.
I changed it up, I mean, especially compared to Soarin'. I changed it up and didn't say Three Caballeros.
Oh, that's what a lot of people are saying. Why are you not saying Grand Fiesta Tour?
Because I wanted to throw you guys for a curveball and say Living with the Land.
All right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so then let's take it home. Magic Kingdom.
Oh, man. Can we tie?
Sure. There are no rules.
I know. Space Mountain, Peter Pan's flight.
You can't say two.
I said, can we tie?
And we said no.
No, I said yeah. I don't care. There are no rules, Smokey.
I'll go two. I think Magic Kingdom you should get two because it is.
It's the one.
No, they said you have to do four rides, one from each park.
Well, I'm going to say Space Mountain.
Not going to say Splash Mountain.
Well, but I've got a caveat. No children, Space Mountain. Children, Peter Pan's flight.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out how to score 999,999 on Buzz Lightyear. But I will say Buzz Lightyear.
You're saying Buzz Lightyear.
Can I mention something
here that you should do?
Real quick, let
it's
me
fast.
Mention something.
You can get on it. You can do it like 500 times in a row.
Buzz Lightyear and Toy Story Mania. My sister, Allison, went on the internet and figured out the secret ones that give you like 100,000 points when you hit them. Yeah. She knew where they. She was killing all like the whole family. Like we'd get out the score, and she'd just be sitting there. She would hit two targets and then maybe a couple more and defeat everybody. Just killing us.
What's wrong with that?
They're secret targets. She used strategy, and I didn't like it, Grease.
Well, I'm systematically trying to find out which one.
You can use the internet.
I like the version of that. Universal has Men in Black, and I like because at the end of that, you get a different ending depending on how well you've done. So sometimes they fire you. Sometimes if you're really good, you get hired. They like the suit turns around. And I like that they do that. I wish they would do that more with those things where it doesn't just end. Uh-huh. Give me a different ending based on the score points. So, all right. So Magic Kingdom, what did you say?
I said...
You said two.
If you have kids, Peter Pan's Flight, and if you're an adult, Space Mountain.
All right. And Matt, you said Space
When your
Mountain.
Laser works, Buzz Lightyear.
No, he did not say Space Mountain. Oh. He said Buzz Lightyear is the ride. This is the quintessential ride.
It used to be Space Mountain, then I went to Disneyland, and that Space Mountain is way better.
Agreed. All right.
True.
That's a good point.
Tari? I'm going to go, obviously, Dumbo. And
no ands.
No, Matt got to do two. I'm doing two.
I had a caveat. Children.
Big Thunder Mountain, the wildest ride in the wilderness. At night.
As the quintessential ride you should do at Disney,
it's 70
I will
degrees
say,
Fahrenheit.
This is not saying my favorite ride. I'm playing by the question. I think the quintessential ride you should do is Pirates.
I think that's hard to argue with.
Yeah.
But I'm going to. And I say, guess which one I'm going to say. Yes, yeah. The Haunted Mansion, which is the greatest ride of all the attractions at Walt Disney World. So I think that's a great place to wrap it up. Brad Christian said, Matlot isn't wrong. Peter Pan and the Dark Ride is
That is my favorite ride.
He said Haunted Mansion, and I said Haunted Mansion. So I'm looking if there's any other comments here that we should take. But I think this is a good place. People are mad about my Frozen comment. Well, deal with it. All right. That's going to do it for this week on WD
Soarin'. Let it go.
Hey, see, you're faster than me. All right. Got to be quick. All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
Matt Lott.
I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you.